Miguel, first of all, how pleased are you to get this sorted?
Yeah, I think that was easy for get agreement between me and the club. No, always my first option was stay in the club. I got it, and just I was excited for come back and start to train with the lads.
Did you have any other options?
Yes, I told you for your teammate, no, but I never thing in chain, no? Because I always was thinking of staying in the club for me, for my family. They are very happy for stay living here, me too, for the behavior they always gave me the club and the fans. And for this reason, I am very happy for staying here in Sheffield. No?
What is it about this place that you like so much?
Yeah, I think that was from the beginning, the fans, the treatment that they gave me and the club. I think that the relationship between thing around the club is the perfect combination for a stay in this city, no? And I think that the fan always was a big part of the success from this club, and I like to do my best for them. No?
There did seem to be a period of uncertainty, though, for you last year, around January time, mm-hmm. where your agent said that you weren't sure whether there was going to be a deal for you, you were going to have to perhaps explore other options. Was that a difficult time for you?
Yeah, it was difficult because I was waiting answer from the club for renew my deal, but always the truth is, always I was waiting stay in the club for a long time, no? Because the relationship between the club and me, I think that is perfect, and just I can give thank you for Paul and the CAFA for stay 1 year more. No?
How pleased were you with your form, particularly towards the end, because you seem to form a really solid partnership with Anthony Gardner?
Yeah, yes, I think that we will try to get the same form than we did in the last 6 months. No? We need to start from the beginning to do our best for try to fight for staying on the top on the table. No, because I think that our fans worth better football and stay playing for fighting for playoff places. No?
Do you feel the way you finished last season does give the whole squad a lot of hope going into the new season?
Yeah, I think that this is an important step for us because when you finish the season well, you used to start the season well, no? Mm. And I think that we learn a lot of things from the last season. And I think that from the beginning, the people we will see one thing different.
Do you go as far as to say you would aim for the playoffs as a minimum, or is that too ambitious?
Yeah, not too ambitious. You never know, no. I think that when the season starts from the beginning, a lot of teams won't fight for playoff places. I think that the success of this team must to be fight every game like a final, when we did in the last 6 months. If we start playing game by game, fighting every weekend, the situation will be different than the last season. No?
You're back for day one of pre-season. Glorious sunshine. The grass looks green.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about it? Yeah, as a player, is it something you look forward to or dread?
No, I think that in my case, I was excited for a start to train because I love training. I love start here with the lads. Yes, I can say that we are excited for start to play games and train the routine. No?
I've saved the most important question till last. The skull cap, does it stay for next season?
Think,
it stays. Has that become a lucky charm now?
Yeah, I think it's part of my my personality. No, I think that I had good luck with him, and I had to say for a couple of injuries last season. Maybe not in precision, but I think that when the season starts, I will start to use it again.